It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast! An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Marco, was this a matter of getting goalied tonight, or was there more you could have done to take away Lyons' eyesight?
No, he played good, but it was not. I think it was not the issue. I think it was. For some reason, first of all, they were just a little bit better than us, I got to say. I thought we were a little tight right from the start. I could see a little bit on the power play too. But we were still in the game and we were fine. But just those little mistakes, cost us the second goal there. But other than that, it was just unfortunate because we were really excited to be at home, and for some reason, like I said, we didn't play the way we did game one and two.
Lou, Jim, and Tom, and Fluto.
Marco, Tuck's elbow to Mason's face, and moments later, the goal is scored. Is that a penalty in your mind?
I didn't see it yet. Yes, I just saw it obviously behind the bench, but I didn't have a close look yet, so I can't really comment on that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We had to, I don't know how many times we touched that puck before they scored, and we just couldn't get the job done to get the puck out.
The one area, I would say, in this series that Buffalo's really had an advantage is in the third. Do you think that's something where they're doing something particularly special, or you guys are falling short? What do you think is the issue there?
I don't know. I really don't think about third periods. It's just, could have gone either way. If game one, we still managed the game. Game two, so yeah. I mean, things happen, but I'm not too worried about going into in a third period and think about we're gonna lose the game. That's for sure.
Marco, in the third period on that last power play, what made you decide to put Victor Arvidsson on that first unit?
Yeah, because they struggled. They just couldn't get anything going, and that's why we made that change.
Obviously, part of the playoffs is making the opposing goalie feel uncomfortable in the net. But have you been surprised at all at the level of contact they've allowed on Swayman through the series without any calls or anything like that?
Yeah, no. We addressed it. Happened today again. Again, that's one way they try to do, and they've been doing it for three games. It just seems like they didn't get a call yet, so I'm waiting too. But it's obviously not in my control.
Dupes, then Jimmy.
Marco, the one goal you get is when you're banging bodies down there. Janot, Kastelic, really causing some disruption back there. Rest of the night, there wasn't a lot of action around the net. This is the time of year for greasy goals. We didn't see your guys around there really causing some havoc and frankly making the night as miserable for their goalie as it was for yours. Disappoint you? Can you generate more of that?
Yeah, we can. You're right. We did a better job game one, game two in their building, creating playing more behind them. For some reason, we didn't do it as much. Today, we had the one line going. You're absolutely right. They did their job, got rewarded with one big goal, but we just didn't have enough today. And that's just not going to do it in the playoffs.
Marco, the missed penalty shot was a big momentum turn for you guys. Did you feel it on the bench that it was deflating when he missed that and then it turned around and they scored?
Well, I didn't feel it right away. Yes, it was a big swing, absolutely. Now looking back, it cost us a few big minutes there, especially before the period end. We were just the bench was not the same, let's put it that way. But we felt good. I mean, it's a tie game. I know there's a lot of up and downs in this playoffs, in this hockey game. So we just got to make sure we handle it the right way.
Josh, then Bridget.
Marco, you guys steal one in Buffalo. Now it's obviously 2-1, back on serve, so to speak. What's the message to your guys here going into one more home game coming up on Sunday?
We just got to, again, put this one behind. We're going to... We're going to address it the next few days again, areas where we can do better, and then we're going to bounce back. We've done it all year long. I think that's going to be the biggest message. Nothing really changes. We did it in Buffalo. We did it all season long. We always bounce back, and we're still in a pretty good spot.
Did you feel like you guys generated enough offense 5-on-5? And in particular, how did you feel of the chances generated by your top six?
Could be more, and again, it goes back to a few of the questions. We didn't do enough today, unfortunately, and that's why, there were just not too many probably chances around the paint a little bit, and that's an area we have to get better, that's for sure.
Last question, Dupes.
Late in the third there, you had Elias out and Arvey was in. Was that because of injury, or did you want a different look?
You want to hear the truth or not? Because I can't tell you. No, we wanted to change something. And again, desperate times, even on a power play, we had the chance there, even the one before, we just didn't connect. And, you know, at this point, we always want to try something different.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.